Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
He is the greatest competitor in the history of the NFL, right? Because he's been written off so many times and bounced back, right? I mean, he continues to do that. How much did this performance this year have to do with his age? How much had to do with everything happening off the field, the divorce, whatever? The fact that he missed training. Like, it was so bad that he had to miss time in training camp. Tom Brady doesn't want to miss a rep, right? Did he actually prepare the same way this offseason that he normally does, right? Like, these are fair questions to ask, right? If what we saw this year from Brady, which was a downtick in performance and a downtick in everything around him, if that's what to expect going forward, or was this actually an anomaly? And he truly physically does have two or three more years. The other question I have is, why did he not want to get hit this year? More than ever, right? If you're just watching a football reason, here's a football reason why Tom Brady wasn't as successful this year. He didn't want to get to a second read.
Which really showed up in this game.
It really showed up, right? So Brady's the best. You guys were ranking, right, the best decision makers ever and all that stuff, right? Brady's the best at pre-snap, right? You're saying, based off what you show me and then what you do at the beginning of the snap, I know exactly where I'm going with the ball. Well, you combine that with the fact that the scheme itself, Leftwich's scheme, doesn't actually scheme open receivers very well, right? So if Brady's first read doesn't have an open receiver because the scheme doesn't do a great job of that, he was kind of done this year. Very few times would he come off that, either because he just didn't want to get hit for whatever reason, or it was a lack of trust in the offensive line, right? Yeah. He didn't have Ryan Jensen from day one. Donovan Smith was not the same at left tackle. There was a lot of moving parts. So if you're a team, the Jets, the Niners, like if you're the Niners, right, do you actually look at Brady and say, I didn't like this level of performance right here. We can get that from Brock Purdy. Or do you say, guess what? We'll have the first key. We'll have the first reads for him. We'll have a better offensive line for him. We'll protect him. He's still Tom Brady. Even if he's 46, he'll be better than Brock Purdy. And by the way, we could stash Brock Purdy on our roster for the next 2 years if we want on a rookie contract. So I think that's what you have to evaluate with Brady. Performance was down. Were the reasons offseason, offensive line, or he's just old and doesn't want to get hit, and he's in self-preservation. That's going to be with him as long as he continues to play. Right, which those are the questions.
Which is a thing. Like, the problem with that is, to a degree, he's probably correct. Like, again, I go back to Brett Favre. The thing that did Brett Favre in was not physical decline in arm strength or athleticism. It was that he stopped being durable. He always took hits throughout his career, and when he was in his mid-20s, he would just bounce back, and you couldn't break him. He was made of granite. And then when he hit 40, the hits that Brett Favre was taking, he couldn't recover from week to week. And now he's just a beat-up old dude who can't stay healthy enough long enough to fire the ball where he can still fire it. So Brady is absolutely correct that at his age, which is like 5 years older than Favre was, he should definitely be trying to be like take care of himself and not take hits when they're avoidable. But at some point, much though the NFL and the officiating is trying to change this, it's still football. You are still going to get hit playing quarterback. And if you're not prepared to do that at all, you're probably not functional.
It was also like the Bucs, and we talk about the Leftwich part here, the Bucs had no idea how to protect him, right? Because as much as we diminish the role of the run game here on the PFF NFL podcast, when it's atrociously bad, it still matters. Like, the first Bucs run was for -3, and it's like, well, it's 2nd and 13.
Right.
The Bucs were as bad as it gets on 3rd and long this year. They were in 3rd and long all the time, right? You need some semblance of a run game. And even if you just have a run game because the offensive coordinator is going to be more inclined to run play action, right? The Bucs didn't run play action the other night because they didn't think that they could, even though that was the only way that they could protect Brady. The only way you could create a big play is to have some sort of deception in your offense. You can't just line up in the gun and just run a million, like, bad passing concepts that don't get open. You can't do that 60 times in a row. So, again, a new team could say, we'll do well by Brady, schematically. We'll do well by him from a play-calling standpoint. We might not have actually as good of players, but even then you say, were the Bucs receivers what they were in previous years? Or did they also all kind of age and come off injuries? Like, it wasn't a great situation there. So it'll be interesting to see how many people covet Tom Brady. I think Ryan Clark tweeted it out, right? To me, this is lazy, right? It's like, after last night, who would want Tom Brady? Right. And it's like, I get it. He wasn't very good in the game, but it's lazy to just make that statement and be like, I saw this game. It was bad. Who wants him? Like, half the league probably does. at this point.
See, I don't think it is, though.
I think he's not half the league wants him. He's an upgrade for over half the league still at 46 years old. He is.
The NFL playoff action continues. We're one step closer to Super Bowl 57, and for the NFL divisional round, check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at an even bigger payout with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Boost your NFL winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code PFF. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL divisional round and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
I'm not saying everybody goes out of their way and puts aside their team building plans. He is an upgrade for over half the league still.
I'm not sure that's true, though. I think the point, though, is that the situation he needs around him is now so good, or the level that he needs everything to be around him is so high that it dramatically reduces the number of teams where that's even a thing. So Brady is showing this year that in a situation that isn't, and not just like, it's not good, it's not terrible. Like, this Bucs offensive line was okay this year. There are many, many worse offensive lines than what the Bucs had this season. The receiver group, okay, maybe they didn't play the way we thought they would, but they're not terrible. I mean, there were a lot worse wide receiver groups than the Bucs had this season. Offense is the one where you could actually, the scheme, like the coaching, the play calling, all that kind of stuff. That's the one where you can say, all right, that was pretty bad. But, like, collectively, that's now, like, you put Tom Brady in a bunch of different situations that aren't necessarily good but aren't terrible either, and he's not going to look good. So I think the Tom Brady version that you can get in a very good situation is an upgrade for still a lot of teams in the NFL. But you still have to gamble that that's in there, which is not necessarily a given. Like this,
yeah,
the problem
with
this is
he's older. Obviously, there's more of a gamble added to it. Yeah,
right. It's more of a gamble, and it's less of a sure thing, and it's less of a long-term thing. So I think every one of these elements just shrinks down the number of teams that are even in the conversation. And I think you're probably talking about like three at this point.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's easy to overreact to that, but this year, Brady had a better grade than Dak Prescott, right? We're talking about Dak's going to make a Super Bowl run right here, right? We're going back and forth on what Dak – I mean, he had a better grade than Dak. Would I take Brady over Dak for the Cowboys? No, because Dak's younger, and he's good, right? And we know what he is. But it's not like Brady had a disastrous season from a throw-for-throw standpoint, right, even though the offense was bad overall. And that vibe is similar coming out of 2019 with New England, right? Where we said the grade's not as bad as the output, but you put them in a better situation, and the next year they win a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun offseason. The other option is Brady could just retire.
Yeah.
Nobody thought he was going to retire last year. He said, when I suck, I'm done. I think he could honestly look at his performance and say, yeah, I'm not performing at the same level as I was, but you could also convince himself, like, man, if he just put me in a better situation, I'll be okay. I don't know which way that goes.
That's the thing. Like, how hard is it? I mean, we've seen it. It's terrible. It's incredibly hard for these people that are psychotic, effectively, and built differently to everybody else. Like, they don't have rational viewpoints of the entire world. Like, Michael Jordan and every possible thing that ever happened, I took that personally, right? Like, no normal person takes that kind of crap personally. You are demented to think that way. And yet that's why you're Michael Jordan, and that's why the rest of us are not, right? So for Tom Brady to be the kind of lunatic that he is what made him into being Tom Brady. But it's also exactly why he can't possibly have like a rational viewpoint of his own playing ability right now. He's not going to look in the mirror at 46, you know, drinking the avocado water or whatever and go, nah, yeah, you're right, I'm done. This is it. Like, of course you're going to look at it and say, like, that idiot calling plays from the sideline, or this offensive line fell apart, and my wide receivers all got old and crappy. This isn't me. I can still go out there and do it. I've seen, look at the throw I made, right? I can still do it.
Yeah.
It's somebody else's fault. It's like, it's, you know, fighters are the same way. Like, you can't ever, those guys almost never understand the exact time you're starting to go and now's the time to get out. They always take one too many fights.
This is why you don't overreact. I know this was the playoffs and it means more and all that stuff, right? But if you're trying to assess a player, you don't overreact to one performance, because literally 2 weeks ago, Brady had one of the best performances of his entire career, of his 20-plus year career, as far as deep passing and pinpoint precision and decision-making, everything. 2 weeks ago, you could say it was against the Panthers, whatever. Just 2 weeks ago, throwing the ball, one of the best games of his entire career at 45 years old. That's true. The other night, one of the worst games of his career, right? So you can't overreact to one performance. Or you could also say, hey, he used to not have these duds the way he did on Monday night. Therefore, maybe it is close to the end.
The problem with it is because of his age, you're always looking for signs. Like you don't want to be the team that's there 1 year too late, right? So every time when a guy is at this kind of age, which obviously is pretty unprecedented, you're looking for, well, is this the sign that says he's done and you don't want to make that investment? Because if you get him and he's on the way down, like you don't want to get the 2015 Peyton Manning year, having just seen the 2014 one where there's some signs in there and you kind of saw it coming and then you jump in with like, great, we got Peyton Manning. Oh, we got this version of Peyton Manning. That's not good. Like that's the last thing any team wants. So like imagine if you're the Jets, right? The Jets, the sort of perennial laughing stock kind of organization for years, and they go, I mean, we the Brett Favre thing all over again. You go, we got Brett Favre fixed. We finally got a Hall of Fame quarterback and he just looks like crap playing for you. Like if you got Tom Brady in, we've got a playoff caliber roster. We bring in Tom Brady. Everyone's like, we're gonna overturn the Bills and the Patriots. We're gonna be the team in this division. And then you get the Marino year, you know, 99 or whatever it was, the final Marino year.
62-7 Jags, baby.
Right, where he just looked awful. Like if you did that as the Jets, it would take you a decade to live that down.
That's why the Niners might be able to do it more than anyone else. They could have Brock Purdy as the backup next year. So we're going to try to hit, like, they might win the Super Bowl with Purdy. Who knows?
Right.
All I'm saying is they might look at Brady and say, he'll be the guy that puts us over the top if they don't do it this year. We've got Purdy as a fallback. We'll move on from Trey Lance or something to that effect, right? The Niners might be able to do it where the Jets would say, we're going all in with Tom Brady. If we don't, you know, whoever the backup is, you know, we're screwed again.
Mike White.